City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
It is Sound of Merseyside, as always. Very good morning to John Gibbons, first of all. You okay?
Very well, how are you?
Very good. And let's introduce not the, but just Zen Project. If you call them the, they get very upset about the whole thing. We've got the two Davids. Morning to you, two Davids. And also Stu and Andy. Great to see you in here.
Thank you
for coming in. You lads are from Widnes.
Woohoo.
You are Widnes's finest export.
Oh, you can't say that. We've had Natalie McCool in, so we're all made.
To be fair, she was pretty fine as well, wasn't she?
She was great, Natalie. But Natalie also came and played, and Zen Project to come and played as well. So there's something about Witness. They've got a bit more about them, you know what I mean? They're willing to come and play live, whereas these wimpy Liverpool bands, you know, just make us play a track.
They're a bit more alive. Right.
This is nothing to do with Zen Project, by the way.
Before we get deeper into this, we have actually had some fan mail. We've had fan mail, Gibbo. It's only taken 6 months, but we've actually got someone who's been in touch. So I thought I'd read that. I saved this all week because I knew how much you'd enjoy this. Right, so this is Paul, who's a decorator. And Paul has even bothered to email me this, Grace, which is really nice. He says, we all work for Heritage Decorators. So that's obviously the company. The lads love your Match of My Life spot. Usually goes quiet then. I hope that's a good thing that it goes quiet.
It was good.
Turn the radio off.
It was good to have the sweet Nicky Holt, wasn't it?
Oh, it was amazing. Amazing. Barry Cowan yesterday was brilliant as well.
I haven't listened to that, I will do.
He says, I really like the Mersey music slot on a Friday with John Gibbons. You two have really got me and two of the lads into Silent Sleep and Robert Vincent. Because of your slot, we bought their CDs and we've been to see them live. So a little bit of exposure for these types of acts really does work. Thank you for promoting some local talents.
Oh,
finally! it has worked!
Oh, no, we get some nice tweets as well, but that is a nice email.
And actually, this is what this is all about. It's making sure there's just a little bit of exposure time for some of you bands who work so hard and produce some brilliant music as well. No pressure on you, lads, just in case you just felt like I'd raised the bar ever so slightly ahead of your performance.
Is that the fire exit?
Right, before we go any further, I do this every week with every act. I want a lyric line. You can have two of them if you like. Your favourite lyric line from any band, because this basically establishes your personality. So me and Gibbo can decide whether you're a bit miserable, whether you're ambitious, you know, just what sort of type of people you are. The two Daves in front of the mic here. Just come closer to the microphone, you two.
There you go. Yeah. Go on then, Dave. You can go first, mate.
Okay, all right. I'm stealing this one. Right, so my favourite lyric line would be a line from a band called Third Eye Blind.
Third Eye Blind. Let me move this microphone. There you go. Speaking to that one.
Yeah, they're not very well known in the UK. They're a US band, but they write some beautiful songs.
Better be a good line, this.
I've built it up now. The line is, summertime and the wind is blowing outside in Lower Chelsea.
He's a romantic. He's a romantic.
That's the key.
I am with you. Absolutely. You're my sort of man, right? Come on. Dave.
Well, I've had about 30 seconds to think about. I've had about 30 seconds to think about this, and
that's no excuse, really, because you should be humming your favourite line every day.
Still biting time, aren't you?
It's got to be Sexy and I Know It by LMFAO.
Just sums you up. Sums you up as a performer.
Not that he's full of himself.
Honestly, you're like, oh my, like, you're like the village people. It was either that
or Right Said Fred. I thought I'd go with the latter.
Got a little bit of culture from one of the Daves, and then you bring it right down to the ground.
No, wiggle. Yeah.
To be fair, with the first Dave, you've got it tattooed on your arm. Is that right?
I certainly have. Yeah.
That's amazing. Why did you decide to get that? It was just really pertinent to you at a time of your life. You keep forgetting there's a microphone. It's amazing how bands don't realise you're talking to microphones. Yeah.
I just think it's a gorgeous song. It's from a song called Motorcycle Drive by the band. And it's a good, I used to use it as sound check. I've used it as a sound check song for years and years and years and years and years. So I just love the line, really. I love the lyrics, so deep. And I like to think that the songs that Zen Project are writing are just as deep and meaningful.
Okay, right. And actually, if you're listening out there and you think, oh, gosh, I've got a lyric like it, tell us, at Radio City Talk. I quite like them, to be honest. One of my favourite bits of the feature. Just gets an idea of it. You two in the corner, any lyric lines, anything that stands out
no,
for you?
Not even.
No.
Not even. Far too early in the
just
morning.
Just sat back. Goodness, Stu looks like he's collapsed. I don't know whether he's on the floor having a chill. Right, the Zen Project, tell us where did it come, how long you've been together, what's it about?
Been together now about 2 years.
Sorry, so... Zen Project. I said dirt again.
Oh, no. Fire exit again, weren't it? Yeah, been together about 2 years now. We've had a couple of changing lineups. Got together, just a few mates who like to play music, got together. You know, we just said, oh, it's our little project, the way to get away from the wives without them whinging at us too much. And then the more we played, we started writing some songs. We started liking them. We thought, well, we need to show other people these. So that's how it was created. And the reason it's Zen Project is because first it was our project, and because we all used to get on about 2 years ago. We said Zen because it was like harmonious. But yeah, so that's
your schoolmates or something, or how did you?
Schoolmates.
Well, I was trying to be really.
About 50.
I'm still at school.
I was trying to be really kind. Andy, you do look young. Maybe it was your teacher. Sorry, I shouldn't have thrown that
I
one.
I got them while they were young.
Right, like, Gibbo, have you seen these lads?
I haven't, no. The new discovery. It actually came through Joe Simes. We were talking in the lift on the way up, and obviously Joe Sam's and the Loving Kind, they were on about a month ago,
yeah,
a few
great
weeks
lads,
ago.
Great
yeah,
lads.
Good lads. And they put it out on Facebook. They come up and thanked me personally, which was nice of them, but also meant a couple of other people got in touch and said, oh, I'll have a bit of that. I'll come on. And you know, these guys were great. I just loved the song. They sent me a song through and the one that they're going to play later. And I just thought it was great. And I love David's voice as well. I think it's really raw and powerful and the whole thing's right up my street. So I thought, I'll get him up, another band for Witness, get him down. And yeah, so I'm made up. They've come to so a nice one.
Thank you very much.
It shows it's not just Gibbo's mates that come on it. And if people do want to get in touch with you, John, and actually...
Yeah, just give us a shout through Twitter, at John Gibbons Blog, and just give us a shout. And yeah, and it could be you up the tower.
Could be, oh wow. Right, so we're going to have our first song now. So this is an acoustic. Lads, you're representing Witness in the European Championships here. No, what's the song? What's it about?
The song's called Eggshells, and it's about being in a relationship that isn't going very well, and you're kind of in it for the wrong reasons, and you end up just walking on eggshells all the time just to keep the peace. So it's about that, and it's about walking away, and you know, this time I'm going to do it. So that's what it's about.
Okay, take it away. This is Zen Project.
Are you ready, mate?
Yeah, because I count 10. You ready?
1, 2, 3, 4. You say that I don't think about you. You say that there's no one left on your side. You say that this world revolves around me. You say that all you hear is lies and I'm not sure why door you broke through. Now that you control my life, now I'm trying to walk on eggshells. Now I'm trying to run away and hide. Now I'm trying to clear your mess up. Now I'm trying to live just to survive. And I'm not sure what you want from me. Now that you control my life. I'm not sure that you understand this game that we play, and I'm not sure that it's a game that you really want to play. But all these lies and times, and I have to walk away. It's not good for you. Just stop, walk away. Life will be okay. If you're leaving, don't stop. If you're leaving, don't stop. What
can't tell the only road that you've been told. Disconnects you from the mold, and I won't stop until I see the day your life will be okay. Now I'm trying to walk on eggshells. Now I'm trying to run away and hide. Now I'm trying to clear your mess up. Now I'm trying to live to survive, and I'm unsure what you want from me now that you control my life. I'm not sure that you understand this game that I play, and I'm not sure that it's a game that you really want to play. But all these lies and times, and I have to walk away, it's not good for you. Just stop, walk away. Life will be okay if you leave and don't stop. If you leave and don't stop walking down the only road that you've been told. Disconnects you from the mold, and I won't stop until I find that day. And life will be okay. Okay.
Okay. Well done, lads. Absolutely outstanding. Radio City Talk. Rock, sport, and talk for Liverpool.